Whiskey Tango Foxtrot sees Tina Fey play a character that we may not have seen before in film, and that is to say the feminist version of a photojournalist war correspondent, kind of almost like the Highlander type of male figure, David Carradine, kung fu-ish, wandering around looking for war zones. James Woods was excellent in Salvador in this type of role. Here we see it as played by a 40-something female who's also looking to spice her life up. And in that way, it's a feminist movie, not so much in the backdrop. It's just an interesting type of, an interesting genre to use, not the traditional romantic comedy genre, or even the more recent sort of spy movie remakes with Melissa McCarthy. It's not a parody. It's really a straight film. It's played straight. It's different. You don't expect it. It's it changes from a retelling of a memoir by a female photojournalist about her role in Afghan and Iraq wars, and so in that way, it stays sort of, I guess, faithful to its source material. But by casting Tina Fey, who has only really done comedic parts in a sort of a more nuanced serious role, in an attempt to maybe round her into more of the type of actor that Steve Carell has become, which is to say one that would be eligible for more leading roles and also non-comedic roles. So that in that fashion, it's a success. It's also a surprise that we haven't really seen this type of a takedown of the armed forces from a woman since Goldie Hawn did Private Benjamin. Obviously, the politics of gender has changed so much since the 1980s, and really, nowhere is the sort of incisive takedown on military culture or the military-industrial complex or even Middle Eastern policy done more with more wit and brevity than in this Tina Fey movie, where she has a classic line that she's talking to a man who's there leading the type of life that we sort of see men in these movies leading, which is to say hedonistic, infatuated with sex and drinking. And here Tina Fey kind of usurps it and does her own version of that. And at one point, as she's looking to turn her life around towards the end, she says to him, "This is not really about you." And in that way, it's more of a sort of surprising turn of the gender take on war, in that may perhaps we'll see with a female commander-in-chief what people have always hoped for in that, which is to say turning wars less into so-called urination contests and more diplomacy.